Recently, I've been thinking about billionaires and people just saying the word billion without a second thought, with disregard to how large that number actually is. I've also been thinking about the generally unfavorable public opinion towards billionaires, and I wanted to know why that opinion was unfavorable. So I called my friend, mentor, and answerer of questions, Tim Connolly.
This is Money Philosophy with Tim Connolly and Tan Lei.
Why is it that billionaires today get such a bad rap? And do you think it's fair? Why do you think everybody hates billionaires? Or the media wants us to hate billionaires?
They always have wanted us to hate rich people.
Really?
Yes, always. Especially like in America, we can go back to the Gilded Age, which is funny because it's in one term called the Gilded Age, and then the other term is they were all robber barons.
Yes.
So Carnegie, J.P. Morgan, all those people in that time period got insanely wealthy and adjusted for inflation would be the like especially
Rockefeller
would have been the richest man ever. Yep.
But they were revered. They were looked up to. They were praised.
And yet the government came in and broke up all their companies because they got so powerful that they were making life miserable for other people. So they in one respect they were doing very good for a lot of people,
especially Carnegie.
And Stan.
He gave all his money away.
Well, afterwards. But Steele, oil, railroads, they built all these things that it made not just the United States wealthier, it made the world wealthier.
Exactly.
But they were also predatory to all their competition. So they were not doing nice things to some people, and their products and services were fantastic for a lot of people, a lot more people.
Yes.
But some people suffered greatly under them. That's been the history of modern wealth. Old wealth was everyone suffered under the rich. In the modern world, most people benefit under the new system, but a small number of people don't.
Yes. So are we going to come back to the greater good conversation? Is it okay? Is it acceptable if there is a net positive? Right? Shouldn't that be what we're striving for? If the overall well-being is improved, isn't that the best we can ask for?
No, it is not the best we can ask for. It's the best that we have.
What can we ask for? What's the best we can aim for?
So I know I'll get the quote messed up, but paraphrasing Buckminster Fuller is to use technology to make use of the world's resources to benefit all. And he wasn't talking just about people. He was talking about the entire planet. And I think he's the one who coined Spaceship Earth, that this is it. Like, we're this little spaceship moving through space, and all of our resources to live in space are right here. And it's our responsibility to take care of everything on the planet. And that is not a part of human nature. We've talked about that in previous episodes. Our human nature does not afford us to be stewards of everything, mostly because our brain capacity is very limited, not capable of it, but we're also wired to believe everything is scarce. And when you think everything is scarce, you want to keep resources for yourself instead of figuring out a way to use resources for all of life on Earth.
I like that. When you think there's scarcity, you want to hoard things. You want to keep things for yourself.
Right.
So you think that a problem today is we're not aware of how much abundance there is?
We're not aware of how much abundance there is, but we're also aware that even billionaires who have insane amounts of wealth, like Bezos, are hoarding the wealth. So Amazon is incredibly convenient. But then now it's coming out how terrible management at Amazon treats the rank and file. All the hourly employees are treated like serfs, where they're not allowed to sit during the day. They can only go to the bathroom at prescribed times. They have, legally in the United States, you get a 15-minute break. But the break rooms are so far away from the working stations in these large warehouses that by the time you get, you walk to the break room, where you're it's the only place you're allowed to take a break.
Wow.
By the time you get there, you have to turn around and walk back.
These are rumors, right?
You could call them rumors. They are the accounts of the people in there, because you're not allowed to bring any recording devices inside there.
So, okay, simple, direct question. Do you think it's justified, the hate towards... let's say the negativity towards Jeff Bezos is justified.
Some of it, but some of it is just emotional. There's always been class warfare ever since there were classes, ever since our human tribes split into the religious class and the chieftain class and then everyone else. Ever since then, there's been class warfare.
Well, sure. But is it healthy for us to resent those who are in a higher class? Don't the successful ones use it as motivation?
Yes. So you're asking a couple of different questions in this. This is the reality, is that it's not simple. You should be motivated. We have a system that if you work really hard, you can improve your life. In some instances, if you are intelligent and work really hard, you can make incredible amounts of money. Mm. And in some cases, you don't even have to be all that smart and can become rich over time. Mm. Just by not spending all your money and putting it into income-producing assets, and then eventually, through compounding, you become incredibly wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So just because there's a lot of opportunity and we could use the role model of successful people to motivate ourselves does not mean that some of those successful people don't deserve some negativity.
Okay. But still, what I'm trying to figure out is, because you're, I don't know if you're defending it, but you're saying it's justifiable for me to resent Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk because...
No, you changed the words.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking directly.
Resentment and negativity, two different things.
Okay, fine. Let's deal with resentment first.
Okay.
There's a lot of resentment towards billionaires. Is that justified?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because resentment is about envy.
Yes.
Right? And envy is just another word for being greedy. You want something that someone else has. That's why you're resentful. So resentful is unhealthy. It does not help you. It does not help the world. It helps no one.
I love it. Yes, that's why I was so surprised. Yes.
Okay. Being mad about the employment conditions of people that work for billionaires, that's justified.
Okay,
it's completely justified because Bezos could be worth $10 billion less, still be one of the richest men on the planet, and his workers would be able to go to the bathroom.
Okay, good. All right. I'm so glad you helped me clear that up. So, okay. So resentment is definitely it's completely useless for everyone and anyone. So there's no point having any resentment or envy. However, you're saying we shouldn't just blindly worship them either, because there's a lot of negative aspects to the way they treat their workers, etc. Well, we could argue that these companies are such behemoths. Jeff Bezos really doesn't have that much control over what time, you know, Pedro takes a break.
Yes, he does.
Really?
Yes, he has complete control over it. And well, until he stepped down.
So you're saying we can blame Jeff Bezos? Forget Amazon. Even in a smaller company, right? You can't blame the CEO for everything at the ground level.
Yes, you can. And should. That's the whole point of a CEO, is to be responsible for the things that happen inside the company.
Yeah, sure. But what I'm looking at is how can Amazon be the biggest, most profitable company in the world through bad practices? Like, I don't think that's possible. They have to keep people happy in order to get to the top, surely.
No.
Otherwise, they would have not succeeded this much.
They keep their customers happy and they keep management happy. They do not keep the rank and file happy, because they see them as replaceable. Those are in Bezos' own words. He sees them as replaceable. They're only there because he can't use machines for some of these processes.
Okay. All right. So just to close this topic, billionaires, they're seen in a negative light. There's also a lot of resentment. You're saying the resentment is definitely unhealthy, but the negativity is somewhat deserved. However, just to close it off, I see a lot of negativity that doesn't go into the reasons that you just went into. It's simply because they're rich, right? So it's just...
Which is resentment.
Yeah.
If it's simply because they're rich, it's resentment and it's not healthy. It's not good. It's not a moral stance. If it's because of working conditions, if it's because of practices that harm other people, then it's something to be mad about. So Elon Musk has been asked about this, because the raw materials used in making the batteries, in making his electric cars, it's dirty. It's a polluting industry. Mining is a polluting industry. It actually kills a lot of people. There's even some of the minerals are now called conflict minerals, because people are fighting over the mining territories and killing each other over it, because there's so much money to be made in mining these rare earth minerals for batteries. And at least he's trying to do something about it. He's actually, because he doesn't have control over it. He didn't have control over these countries where this mining's occurring. But he does, from his words, I can't verify this, but from his words, he is trying to find suppliers that don't use slave labor, that don't kill off their workers in the process, that don't pollute as much. He is trying. He doesn't have and he can't force a solution. But what's he going to do? Tell the world, hey, you guys can't have electric cars because, well, it kills lots of people and pollutes lots of places around the world. People would be super mad.
Yep, definitely. And also, another quick thing that I would like to talk about. A lot of people seem to assume that Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos are walking around with like a bank balance, the checking balance. You know, when they go to the bank, it says $89 billion or whatever.
I think that's it's like 189 billion.
Okay, well, but that's not what it says in their account, right? When somebody's worth that money, it doesn't mean they're walking around with that just in, you know, bags of cash, because you get a lot of criticism like, oh, why don't they just wipe out world hunger? Do you think that's possible for these 4 or 5 billionaires to get together and just eradicate hunger, for example?
It is true they cannot liquidate all those assets. In the attempt to liquidate even 10% of the stocks that they have, because that's where all their wealth is in their stock, to liquidate just 10% of it would crash the stock prices.
Great point.
Just trying to sell off 10% of what they own would make their entire net worth half or even less than half of what it is today. That's how it works. Because as soon as they started selling, all the other investors are going to be like, why are they selling? There must be a panic. He's saying it's to alleviate hunger, but I don't believe him. It's because the company is going to go under. So he's selling out so he can be rich.
Everybody and so pulls their money out.
And so everyone tries to sell at the exact same time, and it causes a panic and it causes a sell-off, which causes the price to drop and all that wealth starts to disappear.
I love that. That's very important. That's something that the common person doesn't think about when they complain, why do they need to have so much money? They don't have that money, simply put.
But then we have another side of it. They have so much wealth tied up in these stocks. It is not tax effective to sell that stock. It is actually more tax efficient to take a loan at like 1% interest from a large bank and live off of loans, which is what Elon Musk is doing. He's living off of loans. Then eventually you have to pay back the loan. Maybe. so you can be a multi-billionaire and take $100 million in loans and live a lavish lifestyle and do it tax-free. And then just make payments on that loan through taxable income. And so there is a system at that level to be far more tax efficient and not have to sell your stock, especially if your stock goes up 10% and your loan is only at a 1% interest. That is like an incredible wealth tool.
This is Money Philosophy with Tim Conley and Tan Lei.
Okay, so to recap, in this episode, I wanted to know if Tim could help me articulate why people don't like billionaires. Well, now I can say that people don't like billionaires for two reasons. Reason one, because they're billionaires. That's it, because they're rich. Reason two, because they may be running corporations that don't treat their workers very well. This, of course, presents a lot of follow-up questions, and I'm writing them down as I speak in preparation for the next time I call Tim. If this conversation sparked any follow-up questions inside your head, then please send me an email, and I'll ask them to Tim in the next episode. Thanks for listening. I'm Tan Lei, and this is Money Philosophy.